Ever noticed how some people effortlessly navigate any conversation, while others struggle to express basic thoughts? Communication, the foundation of human interaction, remains surprisingly elusive for many of us. In our increasingly digital world, face-to-face communication skills have deteriorated precisely when they're most needed.
What makes James Williams' approach to communication skills training so revolutionary is how it transforms this complex art into accessible techniques anyone can master. The book breaks down the invisible barriers that prevent effective communication and provides practical strategies to overcome them. Think about it. How many misunderstandings, conflicts, and missed opportunities in your life stemmed from poor communication?
The ability to express yourself clearly and understand others deeply might be the most underrated superpower you could develop, one that transforms relationships, careers, and personal growth.
Communication flows through four distinct channels. Verbal communication requires appropriate tone and delivery to avoid misunderstandings. People communicate with different styles, some verbose, others direct, and adapting to these differences is essential. Nonverbal communication, our body language, expressions, and gestures, often reveals more than words. Crossed arms may indicate skepticism, while a relaxed posture suggests openness.
The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. George Bernard Shaw's insight reveals why many conversations fail. Identifying communication barriers is the first step toward improvement. Physical barriers like noise or office structures are typically easiest to identify and solve. Linguistic barriers prove more challenging, as language varies between regions and professions, with jargon creating misunderstandings even among native speakers. Psychological barriers remain hidden until they manifest. Stage fright, depression, and social anxiety can severely impair communication. Unlike these persistent challenges, emotional barriers are temporary. Anger or excitement can dramatically alter how you interpret messages. Cultural differences create additional complications, determining both conversation engagement patterns and acceptable topics. Personal disposition also impacts communication style, with introverts often prefer writing over verbal exchanges. Organizational structures create their own barriers, with people hesitating to speak freely with higher-ranked colleagues. Recognizing these barriers helps you address real issues, rather than blaming the messenger when communication breaks down.
Ironically, your most powerful communication tool isn't your voice, it's your ears. Active listening means using your full concentration to understand words, emotions, and body language, improving your responses and conversation recall. The magic happens when you practice empathy, seeing things from others' perspectives, even when you disagree. Developing active listening requires maintaining eye contact, putting aside distractions, and being fully present by tuning out background noise and setting aside biases. We naturally make mental judgments about others during conversation, which impedes effective listening. Converting information into mental images helps retention. Avoid planning your response while listening. The mind can't effectively do both simultaneously. Despite media portrayals, interrupting remains rude and creates aggressive interactions. People think and feel at different paces, so adjust accordingly. When conversations veer off topic, maintain course rather than following tangents. To be an effective listener, synchronize your emotions with the speakers. Show joy when they're joyful, concern when they express fear. This emotional mirroring creates connection that transcends words and builds lasting trust.
The biggest communication barrier often isn't language, but personality differences. Understanding how different types process information helps you adapt your approach without changing others' thinking. Dominant personalities are results-driven and fast-paced. With them, be direct and concise. Get to the point immediately. Interactive types are outgoing and social, valuing likability. They share the dominant type's pace, but prioritize inclusion, match their energy, and affirm their ideas to build rapport. Stable types are laid back and supportive, valuing collaboration. They resist change and seek reassurance.
Take time with them, explain logical consequences, and provide reassurance. Cautious types are detail-oriented perfectionists who communicate with precision. Be diplomatic with them, focusing on facts rather than abstractions. Building rapport across personality types requires authenticity rather than adopting personas. Embrace your natural style while addressing any abrasive tendencies. Identify common interests to create connection points despite differences. Nonverbal cues significantly impact rapport. Keep your hands visible and relaxed. Mirroring the other person's body language helps you appear less intimidating and shifts your focus to genuine connection. The goal is to create bridges between different processing styles, not change personalities. In an ideal world, we'd express our thoughts and be universally understood. In reality, high emotions often lead to miscommunication. Under stress, people become overreactive. A bad day at work might make minor household issues trigger explosive responses. The key is controlling reactions by replacing negative thoughts with rational ones. When about to lose your temper, consider alternative explanations. Identify common triggers and prepare mental scripts, allowing emotions to pass while maintaining composure. Resentment progressively alters communication. Address it by accepting that everyone differs and their actions toward you aren't controllable. Writing things down provides catharsis and engages your rational brain. When angry, avoid starting with "you," which sounds accusatory. Instead, begin with "I feel" to validate emotions without attacking others. Building trust with someone you have a confrontational relationship with requires conversations where both parties can listen without defensiveness. Emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing feelings. It's about recognizing them, understanding their impact, and expressing them constructively. Those who master communication under pressure navigate difficult conversations with grace and purpose. Communication creates understanding, builds relationships, and connects people. When miscommunication occurs, quick adjustments prevent breakdowns. Establish clear goals focused on mutual understanding rather than winning. With difficult personalities, maintain confidence with naysayers while acknowledging their concerns. Allow complainers to vent privately. Help nitpickers see the bigger picture. Encourage yes-men to be honest about limitations. And stay calm with aggressive tanks while maintaining eye contact. Public speaking requires thorough preparation. Research your topic extensively and structure it logically. Deliver with confidence using natural body language and engage your audience through storytelling. When giving feedback, examine your motivation and separate the person from their actions. Use the criticism sandwich approach: positive opening, constructive criticism, positive closing. When receiving feedback, listen fully before responding. Masterful communication requires practicing deep listening, clear speaking, adapting to personalities, managing emotions, and giving thoughtful feedback. By applying these principles consistently, you transform both how you communicate and how you relate to others. The true power of communication lies in the connections you build through meaningful exchanges.